Hey, do you have a person that loves music, fun knickknacks, but you just don't know what to get them, specifically in Dark Side Records? Well, get them a gift card. We have three different ones you can choose from. We have a regular Dark Side one, a Krampus one, and a Home Alone one.
Julia, do those gift cards expire?
No, I don't believe so.
Cool. Can you spend it on anything in the store?
Just about anything, yes.
Can you use them online?
Yes.
No.
You can't. I'm sorry. Oh. That was a setup.
JK. JK, LOL. You should still get a gift card, though.
Okay.
So come down and get some gift cards.
Hey, Internet. Do you have a fellow nerd that needs some PS4 or video game things? We have on sale a PS4 bundle until December 28th for a cool $249. In-store only, so come in and get it.
What's in the bundle, Audrey?
A PS4, a controller, and three games.
Holy shitballs.
Shitballs? It's the perfect holiday gift. Come get it.
Hey, Internet. Tyler for Dark Side Records here. Just wondering, you trying to do that last-minute Christmas shopping? You trying to fill that stocking? Gotta put a couple more gifts under the tree? Well, stop on in to Dark Side Records. We got everything, anything that you may need. You need CD, you need vinyl, you need cassette. We got VHS and 8-track for Grandpa. We got smoke product. We got reel-to-reel still for Grandpa. Like I said, smoke product.
Man, Grandpa's gonna have a good holiday this year.
We got smoke product for Grandpa.
For his glaucoma.
We got CD, we got vinyl, we got movies, Blu-ray, DVD, VHS, we even got Laserdisc. We got knickknacks, paddywhacks. We can even give your dog a bone with our pet clothes and our pet bowls. And speaking of bowls, get anything you need from our smoke shop. Papers, pipes, vaporizers, anything you need, we are your holiday gift headquarters. And be sure to stop by, head on over to darksiderecords.com, check those hours. We got extended holiday hours just for those last minute gifts. And hey, get a gift card if you don't know.
Hello, I'm Tyler's grandpa.
Hey, Pop, I got you a bowl.
Oh, good.
You almost sound like Daniel Day-Lewis doing Lincoln.
Now, back to the podcast.
This is the Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast.
We'll pick a Peppa podcast.
Are we live now?
Are you recording this? Live. Yeah, if there's no video, there's no live.
We need editing.
Oh, are we going on video?
No live stream for this one. Oh, maybe we should do a video recording.
No, just start.
Just for like, you know, for later purposes, you know? I feel like our YouTube views are a lot higher when it's an actual video of us doing the podcast as opposed to just like a screen.
Well, people like to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. People just like a sausage. I was in Italy,
right?
So I know.
People, would you
that's
like
true.
Some sausage?
Fun facts learned about Italy is you can't bring sausage back with you.
Mm-hmm. It's animal product.
Pasteurization.
I think it's actually like a. It's like all taxes and embargoes.
Okay, that is a.
I think it has nothing to do with actual like food safety in any capacity. I think it's they're like
imagine being stopped for that.
They're like Italy's got two things.
Excuse me, sir.
Wine
sir,
and
your
food.
Suitcase is full of sausage and meat.
Don't you forget about the cheese.
I'm pretty sure that falls into both of those columns.
What were the columns?
Wine and food.
Oh, for some reason I heard wine and meat.
They've got two things: wine, meat, and or cheese, and pasta.
Yep, podcast's over.
I don't know what he's. Yep,
we're born before '95. You get that joke?
Yeah. Hey, y'all! Welcome to the Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast. I'm JB. No, nothing. He's coming back to save his.
Hey, Internet.
Reputation.
JB,
were you guys just doing my intro on the podcast?
I might have been.
I would actually like to hear that.
You missed it.
Let's
you
do
can
it
go
on
back
three.
And
here we go.
The tape.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
One, two, three.
Hey, Internet!
JB here
and
from Dark Side Records.
And
Everything about the break.
We got a little special thing going on here.
Is it though? I could go all day.
We're unboxing the JB.
Alex Jones.
You guys, I've never been so flattered. You could do a lot better, though. Seriously, let's step up the
intro. We'll work on it for 2020.
Let's do that. We'll have someone else do the entire intro. Bri, welcome to 2019. Go.
Hey, Internet.
Hey, Internet.
How's it going? Brian here.
Canadian accent.
How you doing there?
Okay, Gert.
Hey, Internet. Oh, it boats it, baby.
I thought you were just going to continue his. That's what I thought this was going to go.
Oh, we're doing like a telephone?
Yeah, a telephone intro.
Okay.
Of you.
No, just the intro to the podcast.
Just the intro to the podcast.
Still Bootsy here.
Hey, Internet.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, okay.
Julia here.
Hey, Internet.
Oh, welcome to
the Dark Side Records podcast.
No.
Podcast.
Welcome. Welcome to the Dark Side Records and Gallery, minus the gallery. I promise in 2020 I will remove that from the intro of our music. Until then, I'm just lazy.
How are we supposed to get that?
It's called ad-libbing.
Okay.
True.
Mad-lib?
It's mad-libbing. Mm-hmm. Mad-lib is our guest this week.
This is a podcast where we discuss...
farts?
Butts?
Front butts.
All of the above.
Weird references and then uncontrollable laughter.
Things that get edited out.
More butts.
And
Julia's sudden lisp that she had at the end of that sentence.
That's right, of course, brought to you by the good folks at Dark Side Records, located at 611 Judges Turnpike
in Poughkeepsie.
Or on the web at darksiderecords.com. Oh, I love you guys. I'm JB. We got the Dark Side staff here. It's that special time of the year. It's best of the year time. And we've got a whole bunch of the Dark Side staff. That's okay. We got a whole bunch of the Dark Side staff here. We'll just go around. Everybody just say your name, your astrological sign.
Thank you.
And your favorite DuckTales character.
What?
I'm JB. I'm a Capricorn. It's Capricorn season.
Not yet.
I just learned it's not Capricorn season.
A couple days.
We're still Sagittarius.
Pump the brakes there.
Thank you, Justin.
And I'm going to say the inverted Darkwing Duck. There was like a Negaduck, I think was his name.
Mm-hmm. The yellow and black and red one.
Mm-hmm.
It's badass.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian knows.
Mm-hmm. I'm Drew. I'm a Leo, and I do not have a favorite DuckTales character. And what a random thing to ask for.
Right?
I'm sorry that your childhood was shitty.
Well, mine was apparently okay. Very shitty also.
Sorry.
Drew, we're giving you a coupon for 10% off therapy later.
Much
with
needed.
JB.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm Julia. I am a Virgo sun, a Virgo rising, and a Scorpio moon. And I also do not have a favorite DuckTales character.
Scorpio moon's a good band name.
Soccer Mommy has a song called Scorpio Rising.
I was just going to
make that fact.
Reference.
It came out in 2019.
Down the street.
No, it came out in 2019.
Okay. So everyone knows, I really want to start a new podcast for Dark Side. I want to start a game show. I don't know what it's going to be called, but we always do this thing where we just constantly are piggybacking off of each other's references, and I want to turn that somehow into like a podcast game show.
I want it to be called Is This Mucus?
That's a very different game show. Just hope you don't get to the tasting round.
Mm. Oh, hello, guys. I'm Berto.
God. Set up.
My astrological sign is a Smyrny.
Smirnoff?
Smyrny. Smyrny is my sign.
I haven't heard of that.
Is this some Harry Potter shit?
No, it exists just like all the other ones do.
Oh, right.
It's about as real as all the other astrological signs.
Like Harry Potter.
Boom. All right, moving on.
And my favorite DuckTales character is Launchpad McQuack.
Good one.
Audrey?
Gemini. I also have never seen DuckTales.
What?
No. I have a very extensive list of movies that I've never seen that are important.
It's a show. Although there was a movie. They made a movie. Yep.
I was going to say, there was a movie.
Treasure of the Lost Lamp.
Can't remember it, so I assume it's probably terrible.
Treasure of the Lost Lamp. It wasn't terrible. Yeah, you're terrible.
Late. Look, anytime they go from a like TV show format to a movie, with the exception of maybe the Simpsons movie, they're always bad. They're never as good as the show.
I don't know.
I thought Darkseid ended
hit me
20 minutes ago.
Masters of the Universe. That shit was tight.
That movie?
Ninja
Masters
Turtles.
Of the Universe movie?
Oh, Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
And Ninja Turtles, the first movie, might even be better than the cartoon.
Yeah.
And that's a fucking bold statement.
Okay.
Coming from a 33-year-old man.
I'm like Secret of the Snooze, am I right?
Oh.
I'm JJ. Justin. My astrological sign is it's none of your fucking business.
Capricorn, obviously.
Right. And I'm going to go with Howard the Duck.
Oh, whatever.
It's I expect nothing more.
Yeah, it's close enough. It's
I duck. Do. It's never close. Really watched DuckTales.
Thank
At
you.
At least you named
but
a duck.
But I was of the generation, and I know Howard the Duck.
There we go. Personally?
Personally.
Oh, cool.
Our generation has things. I can't name
your generation has a new DuckTales.
Yeah, you got
I
like what, Hannah
good.
Montana?
No, it's not.
Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know.
She got the best of both worlds.
I'm Brian, Capricorn, and I'm also going to go at Launchpad.
Tight.
That's my dude.
It's tight.
I'm Tyler. I am a emotional Pisces.
Damn right. Damn right. And he's proud of it.
I'm damn proud of it. Damn proud.
Doesn't sound proud. Sounds kind of shamed.
It's part of the emotional part.
Oh, sorry.
Makes sense.
And don't know duck tails. I know mighty ducks. So Emilio Estevez.
All right. I like that answer.
Yeah, it has to do with duck. Ducks, it's loosely related. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Cool. All right, we're in.
So this is a podcast about music. We did that whole part already. Right. So this episode of the Dark Side Records podcast is our best of the year podcast. It's where we all come together once a year to share our picks, things we liked, to get drunk and belch into microphones at you for about an hour. Where you get to hear all of us make all of our inside jokes that aren't as funny to everybody else, but to us, they're goddamn hilarious. So we have been working for the last 11 and a half months listening to tunes, listening to things that you guys have suggested to us. Thank you to every customer who comes in and introduces us to new things. A lot has come out this year, and we just want to take some time to celebrate all of those, talk about things we liked, talk about some things we didn't. Just talk about 2019 in general. 2019 was a great year here at Darkseid. So I thought what we could do is we could go around and if anyone has a good Darkseid memory or a favorite Darkseid memory.
From this year?
Yeah.
It was going to see the Menzingers.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
a nice little staff outing to Colony, Woodstock, and they were tight. And got us super excited for Hello Exile. Hello Exile!
Hello!
That was fun. That was a good staff outing. Yeah. That was
fun. And on that note, even though she's probably not listening, big thank you to Kathy from Epitaph Records for hooking us up with that.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Epitaph. Thank you, Kathy.
That was me giving them high five.
I'm going to pick one that I think is going to be no surprise to anyone, but...
you're going to say mine. I'm going to have to come up with a new one now.
Oh, do it!
Mine was, of course, Lanny Poffo. Oh, no, that was 2018.
I was going to say, that was last. It was 2 years ago.
You did that last year, too. You said something from, like, the year before.
My favorite memory of 2019 was having motherfucking Baroness playing the store.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. It was one of my favorite bands of all time, playing here and sharing like a band that I love with people that I love in a place that I love. Like, a lot of love.
Yeah.
It was great. And I got to talk to them for a little bit. They hung out beforehand a little bit. They hung out afterwards a little bit. We got to chat about music, and some of the members were hungover. I'm not going to say who was who, but it was just – it was a great bucket list moment to be a part of that and to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a great day. Good vibes all around.
Well – I made my triumphant return towards the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, here. We got the new guy here. Did,
yes. the wait, brand old guy. but it was still just enough time to have some memories, best of which being my alter ego having an appearance at the Poughkeepsie Grand. And
what?
Donkey.
Representing the best record store in the Hudson Valley.
Everyone loved Donkey that night.
Donkey was a smash hit.
Even on the way there.
Wait, remember the
way in, the way back, terrifying old people on the side of the road.
In the parking lot when he was like, the guy pulled up, he's like, oh, sweet, man, nice mask. Where'd you get it? And you just had it on top of your head, and you go, don't worry about it. And he just pulled the mask down. He just drove away.
Unfortunately, Donkey couldn't make it, then, so I'm here to represent for him.
And then when the three of us were in that one room and Shrek came on one of the little TVs and all three of us screamed like idiots and the whole room turned around and looked at us.
Someone was playing Shrek 2 on a television.
Like little like tiny, like the plasma TV Michael had in the office, like that size.
So what you're saying is Donkey was the all-star.
Yes.
Of the event.
Ooh, yes. Hey now.
Yeah.
Good one. Good.
You're welcome.
I'm a
You're
believer.
Welcome. Bruno, what was your favorite memory of the store this year?
Let's see.
Of you in here.
There was that time I wasn't here and I got text updates about how awesome Baroness was. That was, oh, was that.
Fucking. Mm-hmm. Good times. Did you have anything happen to you this year that was good? Like anything memorable? That maybe you want to.
There was the time I missed the Baroness thing. I have a child. That was pretty cool. My son Dorian. Mm-hmm. Was, mm-hmm, probably not in bed yet. he should be. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, that's all I got. That's what I got. That was pretty much the highlight for my 2019.
I'm going to say, yeah, that pretty much trumps anything we had in here, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for that person who had a kid in the aisle that one
well,
day.
Well, yeah.
That I was mean, pretty good, too.
When I delivered it.
When Gert was the hero.
Oh, my God.
And it was just a giant hand. Remember that?
Yeah, it was insane. Second best memory of this year.
Dr. That Gert, happened? Hero.
Probably a tie between Record Store Day, just because it's well executed and love our customers, and that whole month that we lost our heat.
Still cold.
I feel like this year we finally got the thing that I've like always wanted someone to trade in, which is a collection of super obscure, weird horror B-movie VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been wanting that for years in here, and finally we had someone who did it, and we had so many insane trauma movies, borderline pornos, but
oh,
like...
Yeah.
Or just pornos.
Yeah, the weirder, the better, and...
It depends, yeah.
Oh, man, that was...
Depends on how you look at it.
That was a good one. Well, I'm going to take this moment to remind everyone that we do buy, sell, and trade here at Dark Side Records. If you have,
I'm going to call my attorney.
You have used music or movies, but no music? Porn, please.
VHS porn.
Maybe a little.
I feel like the only one in the collection that was straight porn was the Women of Hooters. It might have been called like the Coeds of Hooters or something like that.
Wasn't that one Deadly Weapons with the one with like the gigantic boobs on the front? Mm-hmm. But I'm still not sure if that was a porn or a horror movie about killer boobs. I'm still not sure. I didn't watch it, but that was insane.
Jenny, if you're listening,
there's still time.
Need, like I a copy for Christmas.
What's your favorite memory, JJ?
Don't know yet.
No. He's coming up with a new one.
Oh, yeah, right. It was.
I mean, you joined the board of Sims.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That happened.
I guess I'm not in store, technically.
No, one knows what that is, so okay. It doesn't matter.
Look, this podcast isn't for them. This podcast, specific episode, it's for us.
Every episode hear that, listeners? We just let people listen.
By the way, if you're listening, thanks for listening. Please give us a nice review on iTunes, 5 stars, leave a comment so we can expose ourselves to new listeners. Thank you.
Brian.
I guess to piggyback off of the Baroness in store, later on that night, Ken from Unearth came in. And
Oh, yeah.
I fanboyed a lot more than I should have, but... That was awesome.
That was so random. That's right.
Super fucking random.
Didn't he think that I was Pat?
Yes.
Was Pat from the Poughkeepsie Grind?
Yep.
We told Pat that he was here, and he's like, oh, get a record side for me. And I was like, hey, can you make it out to Pat? And he goes, to Pat, great shop.
Yep. It's now hanging up at the Poughkeepsie Grind. Great shop.
And then what do you write on yours, Brian?
That would be eat a dick. Super nice guy.
Still fanboyed so hard.
So hard. Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, wait. I have another one. When we recreated the Prince meme. Remember that?
Oh, was that this year?
Ain't got no money.
Was that this year?
I think so, right? It was like in the beginning of this year. I feel like in like January we did that. Do you remember that, JB?
I sort of remember.
We got this. Like the record in. Like Tyler was going through.
It's sad
that.
When she has a favorite memory and nobody else remembers doing it with her.
Really, and we put it in the story, right? Anything?
Yeah. I just, and then we—that's when we found out Tyler gets hard nipples from spicy food.
True.
That was the same night.
That might have been.
That was like a whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing until like a couple weeks ago. Actually, mm-hmm. Was telling me, and then we Googled it.
2019 is when
it's like a whole thread on Reddit.
I'm becoming more comfortable in my skin.
So glad you shared your story with us.
I think I just exposed Tyler.
It's okay.
No, I feel like we talked about this.
Everyone needs to know.
I feel like
no, it's not them. It's the.
It's the food.
It's not you, it's the spicy food.
It's the spicy
right.
Food.
Yeah, it's not you, it's Vindaloo. That's the new Tyler Gherkin sticker we're going to have in stock here.
It is me.
It's a big nipple. That's it.
That was a 2019 revelation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we talked about that on the last podcast for some reason. I feel like this is not...
I think I brought it up when we were talking to that band.
There you go.
That could be like the... My interview question for when you guys do interviews on future podcasts. Mm-hmm. Tyler from the store wants to know, do you get hard nipples when you eat spicy food? leave a comment if you downloaded this off of a link on Facebook or something. Let us know.
You could leave it in the comments below.
Or write a review.
Yeah, right. Yeah. In the review.
I, too, am afflicted by hard nipple capsaicin.
I wonder if there's an actual medical term for that.
Yeah, did because we kind of, we Googled
it. We looked
it
up, but nipple-itis. I can't remember what it said now.
Because I learned, I think a year ago, that there's a weird tic that I have that actually has a medical term, which is cosmemophobia.
Cosmemophobia.
And it's like a fear of like touching jewelry, and people have like a phobia of it, and that is a thing that I have.
You're wearing a ring right now.
Yeah. You are correct, because I love my wife, and I'm, so you know, like I'm trying to, you know.
Oh, wait.
Trying to get over that phobia.
This was this year. Good for you. Yeah. Did you lose like your lip ring this year, like during an event? You're like, I think I swallowed my lip ring.
Oh, yeah, and
I was right near JV when you told us that. You're like, oh, I think I swallowed my lip ring. And JV looks at me and goes, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. He just goes, oh my God.
That is my nightmare. Right there. Yeah.
Entirely serious. Like, not even trying to put up.
Yep. It's also when customers give me warm change, it does the same thing. Like,
I hate
so
that.
Someone pays for it and they pull it out of their pocket and it's like
warm
all
change
moist
or wet
and warm.
Cash.
And they just like
a wet cash.
I don't like the wet cash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Keeping
my
this in your
was
fucking
just
foot,
about this
nasty son of a bitch.
Yo, give me wet cash any day of the week.
Oh, really?
Warm, sweaty coins make me want to I can't even touch them. I like just drag them on the counter into the drawer.
You do that?
I can't even.
You're like-
Yeah, just and in fact, it happened recently. It was a couple days ago. Someone paid for something.
I can't wait for you to bring me out next.
What about like titty sweat cash? Because that's always gross.
I watched a lady told her the price. Pulled it out of her bra, and I was like,
warm.
Oh god! And it was like summertime, so it was all wet, tit sweated.
At least put it on like the strap right here. Like, don't actually like put. Come on, come on, ladies.
Wait, has anyone made like a tit pocket, like a bra that's got a pocket on the side so you could just?
I'm sure that exists.
You could tuck your phone on one side and like money on the other, credit card holders.
Now we do because that's
patent pending, trademark pending.
Tit pocket.
We need a good name for it.
No, you got it. Tit pocket.
Tit pocket.
How's about pit tocket?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we'll workshop it.
Stay tuned.
Rocket.
Mamastache.
Booballet. Booballet.
Rocket.
Rocket.
Don't stop. Rocket.
2019 was a good year for the sword.
We went to Vegas in 2019. What the fuck?
Tyler forgot.
No, I did. 2019 has been a motherfucker this year.
Hell yeah.
And all the good stuff normally gets blocked out. So you got kind of, it does.
It's like, it's getting into his emotional side.
No, we ain't getting there. But yeah, Vegas was dope. We ate some fantastic food.
Yep, that was good.
I smoked some great legal marijuana. I got it at, like, I was
just...
Did you
go see where Tupac got shot?
We did see some blood on the side of the road.
That's good enough.
And there was, like, some cops taking pictures of it.
Was it
official pictures, or were they like,
It was, like, official. There was little evidence markers out. We strolled upon a fresh crime scene.
Yes. I've always... you're living the dream. I've always
Las Vegas.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, Vegas was cool. The flights were funny because
okay, this it was turned into Girk's sure travel.
No, it was there was every person was watching Crazy Rich Asians.
Everyone around us was
like the movie, or was there like a rich Asian on the
screen? There were Crazy Rich Asians watching Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh yeah, no, you guys, you guys texted me about that, and then you guys texted me about the crazy Uber driver or something had. I don't remember what it was, but I got
messed. Oh, the OG.
Yeah.
He had like a neck tattoo.
Nice. He was talking about like women in thongs walking the streets or something. I can't even remember now.
Yeah, you were like tweeting about it and Justin was texting me about it. And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
He's like, nah, chill. It's cool. I'm OG. Like, just get us there, please. But it worked out, though. The place he took us to was great. It was fantastic smoke product.
I really thought we were just going to talk about the smoke session that we opened here at Dark Side.
And that's why we went.
Okay.
There it is.
But make sure to stop into Dark Side and check out the smoke section for all kinds of smoke products, from paper to glass to accessories, etc. But nothing that you took part in in Las Vegas.
Not yet.
Thank 21 Up in this area for tobacco products.
Yes.
And leave it at that.
Yes.
So are we here for a reason, JB?
We are here, of course, because it's 2019, and we're just recapping our 2019 things. One thing we should talk about, which we do every year, still don't have a good name for it, but we lost a few great musicians this year.
I did not make a list.
Okay.
Wait, you have to make a list of dead people?
He, like, assigned me this. Oh. He was like, Julie, I need a list of
dead
people.
He assigned
it
to me last year, and I ended up like naming someone who died in like 3 years prior.
Yep.
He literally ripped out a piece of paper. He goes, that's for you.
Speaking of ripped.
Rip Torn
died.
Yeah, whoa,
there you go. Aww. See? There we
and
go.
And WPDH just told me that he's buried in Poughkeepsie.
Oh.
I don't know where, because I didn't read the article.
Let's go. Yeah.
Friend of the store, Rick Ocasek. Friend of Tyler Gherkin, Rick Ocasek.
That's right.
Drudy Dench,
yep.
Rick Ocasek.
Yep, absolutely.
That's,
yep. Thanks for telling me. Daniel Johnston died.
Marie Fredrickson of Roxette.
Oh, that was just the other
was another
day.
Recent one. Yep.
Juice WRLD the other day.
Juice WRLD.
Was Nipsey Hussle this year?
Yeah. No.
Was that last
I thought
year?
That was end of
last
year.
Maybe it was earlier this year. But
I feel like that was like March or something.
Yeah, it was the same.
Timmy Hansen of Merciful Fate.
If it was the other Hanson, it would have been.
That's the guy.
The store would have closed down.
If it was any other Hanson, Aaron would be incontrollable.
Yeah, like the store would be shut down.
I don't even know their names.
Chris Hanson is one of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is Hanson Jerry. To catch a predator?
Yep. I was hoping someone.
You got to do something after your music career, you know?
Robert Hunter died from the Grateful Dead adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was it Robert? I hope it's Robert, because yeah, I will have
David Berman.
Thousands of dead
Silver David Jews.
Berman. Purple Mountains, yeah.
Ginger Baker.
Purple Juice.
Oh, Ginger Baker.
Ginger Baker's a big one. Yeah.
Ginger Beer.
No, that's still here.
That's still alive and well.
That's how you start the game that JB wants to do on the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's Ginger Baker. Ginger
Baker,
Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Gingerbread.
Gingerbread.
Ooh.
JJ, you got Gingerbread.
Gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
Lead singer of the Cranberries died this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was this year.
Tag out? Here we go.
Get dunked.
We do a tag out? Bread Alone?
Bread, yep.
Oh, sorry.
Alone in the Bread Aisle, Asher Roth.
We'll workshop this game. We'll,
No, this needs some fine-tuning, guys.
We'll do a bonus.
I'm not convinced. Bring it back next time.
We'll do a bonus Patreon content thing here for all of our Patreon subscribers, where we'll do a test episode of our game show. And you can download that over at DarkSideRecords.com.
Wait, I brought some treats, guys.
Treats? Ooh, what did you bring?
Don't get too happy now, dude.
Red Velvet Cupcakes, because it's almost Capricorn season. We, as from the beginning of the podcast, there's three Capricorns sitting at this table. So I got Red Velvet Cupcakes.
Wait, what does red velvet have to do with Capricorns?
It's cupcakes. Capricorns like cream cheese. And also it's my favorite. Sugar cookies and then JB.
JB!
I didn't leave out the vegan.
Here's JB.
Something that was vegan. Shout out to Adams and Poughkeepsie. Thank
you. It's a nut loaf.
It's a shoe.
Here's a zucchini.
You can really taste the laces.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Julia.
You're welcome.
And Drew.
Because I got him something that is weak.
Mm-hmm.
It looks bulbous.
Mm-hmm.
And hard.
It's very dense.
That's
what she said.
It's a cookie, but it just tastes, honestly, like 2 pounds of cookie dough.
Yum.
Like, not even cooked, just raw cookie dough.
Yeah, they let us.
This isn't
the...
a bad review of a cookie.
We want to watch you enjoy it.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about our best bits.
Excellent way to shut him up.
Okay. I have so much cookie in my mouth, it's so dry.
Get them cupcakes.
So dry.
Oh, yeah.
Are we doing these lists? What are we...
I keep trying. All right, so we've been asking you guys to send us your lists of your top 10 albums that came out in 2019, and thank you so much to everyone who has done that. We've gotten a whole bunch. They're all up on our Instagram or our Facebook. You can flip through them. We have a hashtag. It is hashtag DSTop102019. That's hashtag DSTOPTEN, and then the numbers, 2019. So we've gotten a whole bunch already, and we appreciate all of you. If you have a list and you want to send it to us, do that shit, man. You can message it to us. You can tweet it at us. You can fax it. You could please don't fax it.
I thought you said. Never mind.
That was just you. I just wanted you to fax it specifically.
Once I learned how to fax,
it's on the internet.
It's true.
I think
not really.
Okay,
moving right along here, JB.
So. What we like to do for this episode is we like to go around and share our top 10 list with you guys so you can know what we've been listening to and what we loved this year. And what I figured I would do is this year, I've got a cup here in front of me. For anyone who's watching on the Facebook live stream, here you go. I wrote down a number on here, and the number that you pick is the order that will go in for this thing.
They're always watching.
And one of them says ice on it. And Brian was nice enough to bring in a giant 40-ounce of Smirnoff Ice. So whoever gets that...
Follow-up question. Do we have to take a knee while we do it?
No, that's demeaning. Okay. I think
yeah, if you get,
drinking
if you
the ice is punishment enough.
I'm just going to say, I'm not going to force anyone to drink an entire 40-ounce of Smirnoff Ice in one shot.
That's too big.
That shit's gross.
It doesn't look like a 40. It looks a little small for a 40.
A liter?
Is it at least cold?
A liter of
ice?
It's got to be a 30.
It's more than plenty.
One pint.
Oh, like okay.
It's a 22 or something, right?
Okay, so whoever gets it can you can take
fucking
it in.
Man up.
That's it. Shout out to Safe Rides at Poughkeepsie, giving rides to people who are drunk.
Or old
Give
Pete.
Them a ring if you
yes. Need it.
So here we go. So everybody reach in there.
We'll do it this way.
Anybody want to trade?
No tradesies.
I believe I'm 19th.
There shouldn't be.
She just put one back, so I think there's an extra.
There is an extra one in here for someone who doesn't exist.
Oh, that,
I bet it says ice on it.
Yeah, one of them says ice. So, it's, did anyone get the ice?
No,
it's Brian.
Oh shit! I got the ice.
Yes!
It was meant to be. You were so
bad. Yep. I'm trying to give this fucking thing away.
Oh, it's not coming back after tonight.
That's how it goes, Brian.
Do I have to chug it? Can I just drink it nicely throughout the evening?
Like, if you
who
drink
nicely
it drink,
drink it like a pinky out like a fucking gentleman.
I popped it, but that was probably a twist up, wasn't it?
It's got it all.
That's just not good.
Mm-hmm. Bon appetit.
Oh, it's natural lemon lime flavor.
Ooh. All right, so who had number one?
Me.
Oh, look at
Big
that.
Big B.
Wait, real quick. When do I go then?
Oh, give him the last number there. Here we go.
Oh, it's not a number and ice?
No,
it's just ice. Separate.
Birdo?
Yes?
What did you like in 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually a lot of shit came out in 2019. It was a good record year.
Could we do an over-under? Three soundtracks.
I'll take four.
I'll take two.
Two? Yeah, I'm on the under. I'm on two.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go one Vorchek Kilar.
Can I take the line? Is that how they really...
I think so. Right.
Can you walk the line?
I'll walk the line.
Okay. I don't know what it means either. I don't... So.
I'll just be over here quietly drinking my...
Smirnoff Ice.
Delicious Smirnoff Ice.
New sponsor.
So, Birdo, yes. Why don't you kick things off for us?
Okay. Going to crush Gurk's dreams. There was only one soundtrack on my list this year.
I admit
I was not up in my soundtrack game this year. I'm behind. Okay, so number 10, going in dropping order.
Mm-hmm.
I have Bruce Springsteen's Western Stars, which surprised me. Surprised me.
Surprises me.
I'm not a huge Springsteen fan. Like, I enjoy, you know, Born to Run and some of the classics, The River. But I listened to it when I was... Fuck was I? I think it was in Germany. And it just happened, it was just, I kind of popped up on my Spotify and I put it on and I really enjoyed it. It's very, like, a little mellow, very Americana. Mm-hmm. I mean, Springsteen Americana is kind of whatever. But it was unexpected and kind of acoustic-y and, yeah, enjoyed it. Made number 10. Drink.
The ice? All
right. Oh, he wants it.
I hope you have.
It's not as terrible as I remember, I gotta be honest. Gotta be that natural lemon lime flavor. It's really.
Just tastes like a shitty soda.
Right? Smirnoff, sponsor us.
It's my number 9. Torch, Admission.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good record. Just solid. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Torch at the Chance this year.
Also good.
That was fucking great.
Mm-hmm. With Baroness.
With Baroness.
With the Carva mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was. He really committed to that, and
he's been doing it for years.
I got to respect. I never seen him live, so I got to respect him.
Yeah, for JB, that's a cream dream lineup right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Baroness and Torch in Poughkeepsie. Oh.
Yeah, you were
in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, you had to change your pants 3 times that night. So number 8 is my soundtrack. Mondo this year released the score to Blade Runner 2049.
Mm.
It was done by Hans Zimmer.
What's the future like?
It's bleak. It's just bleak.
Fuck, I knew it.
Jared Leto's still there.
Yeah. But it was really, I mean, Hans Zimmer did a good job of kind of making it very similar to the original, I'm going to butcher his name, Vangelis? I don't know how he pronounces it. Vangelis?
Vangelis?
Yeah, okay. So. Who did the original score to Blade Runner. And the movie in general was really well done. When I saw it, I mean, the movie came out 2 years ago. But the score was good. So it made number 8. It's haunting and weird and sci-fi. And
so I went to Italy this year and...
Did you?
Civilized.
I shouldn't have drank that Smirnoff Ice. So when we were flying out, that was one of the movies that was on the plane. Mm-hmm. And a guy in a seat in front of me was watching it. And it ended up being... I just kind of stopped watching whatever I was watching and just watched 2/3 of that movie. And the whole flight back, It was like a 9-hour flight.
Yep.
So I watched the entirety of that movie and forgot how fucking good it is.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. The soundtrack is outstanding.
Yep.
The movie is wonderful. And what was really nice was being able to wear good headphones and actually give it like a good listen because the sound design is fucking
it's
fantastic.
Phenomenal on that.
Yeah. So kudos.
Grazie. Number seven, The Pixies, Beneath the Eyrie. Eyrie? Mm. Or however you pronounce that thing, that eagle's nest.
Yeah, I forgot too.
It was a good Pixies record.
It
was cool.
I really like the singles on it.
The singles are good. I mean, it wasn't stellar throughout. Like, there were a couple drops, but solid record. I enjoyed The Pixies. Number six, surprised me, Of Monsters and Men, Fever Dream. It's just a fun record. Like, I could listen to it like straight through while I was at the gym or something like that, and it was consistent, enjoyable.
Please tell me Mac DeMarco's your number five.
No. Number five was Baroness, Golden Grey. It's a fucking good record.
Agreed.
It's a really fucking good record.
You know what I have to say about that? I really like the record, but I just kind of stopped listening to it at some point.
I agree.
I don't know why.
I listened to it for the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
And then I kind of
tapered
off, and yeah. I mean, I went back and listened to it in preparation when putting the list together, and it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
So a solid five.
Yeah. I found that, I don't know if it was just because of the nature of them being here and everything surrounding that. Like, I definitely got burnt out on it and put it aside on purpose.
Yeah. We definitely listened to it, like, every day after the record.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, the day it came out and, like, on for, like, a month and a half, easily.
And
we did the same thing when Purple came out, too.
Sure.
Like, we've overplayed that in the store.
But at least, you know, like, they didn't come to the story. I think it was everything surrounding it. Like, it was so prevalent in here that I deliberately put it away because I didn't want that burnout feeling, you know, on listening to it. And I gave it a re-listen to figure out where it was going to go on my list. And good record. Very good record. Like, I'll talk about it when we get to me.
You just go.
Follow-up question.
Yes.
You said when you were making your preparations, would you refer to those as Preparation H?
Ooh.
Yes.
His last name is Hull.
Number four was the Wu-Tang Clan of Mics and Men EP. Some new tracks that they released.
Physically?
I don't know if it came out physically, but it came out.
Yeah, it didn't come out physically, so strike it from the record.
Sorry.
Usually they're pretty good about that, too.
They usually are.
Usually
they're... So fuck you, Wu-Tang.
Not even a CD?
Not that I recall.
No.
Still high on Drew.
Well, it's available on Beep. It is four new tracks and some like little skit, like interviews with Nas and a couple other like journalists. It was from the Of Mics and Men. I don't even know what
Netflix series.
No, it's not Netflix. It was on Showtime.
Showtime.
Yeah. Documentary.
So hold on. You have Of Mics and Men and Of Mice and Men.
No,
Of Monsters
and Men.
Monsters
still same.
Yeah, no, I'm into men this year.
2019.
True. Yes. There's four solid tracks. It was enjoyable. It was nice to have some new Wu-Tang. Okay, so number three, a record that perfectly met my expectations, and so it made the top three. Tool, Fear Inoculum. Yeah. As I mean, I was. I get annoyed with their PR and their, you know, multiple, almost two decades of waiting and shit. But it was a Tool record. As with all kind of Tool records, there are some tracks that are stronger than others, and sometimes you got to wait 10 minutes until you get to the hook. When the, you know, and you kind of wish, like, oh, I wish that riff and the verse or whatever, you know, I could only listen to that 5 minutes of this 15-minute song. But, you know, the time investment pays off because there it is in the middle after 10 minutes of
another record
nothing.
I played a lot when it first came out
and
then I sort of let it go.
Yeah,
it's on my list, but it's not very high up.
I forgot about it from my list. Sneak peek.
Not
last
there.
Minute changes.
Okay, so that's number three. Number two kind of surprised me. I hadn't listened to them in a while, but Silver Sun Pickups, Widow's Weeds.
It
was a good fucking
also
record.
Also on my list, just not too high up.
I didn't realize that came out until you guys have been playing in the last like 2 weeks.
It was good.
Good fucking record.
Really about that record too.
It opens up with that hook with the...
But like, once you got into it, damn, that record's good.
I really,
really
like
good.
His voice, like I always do. And it's just fucking solid, like straight through.
They're so controlled.
Yeah.
That's like, come on, let go.
No, they never will.
They don't.
They never will. All those cuts are gone.
And that's even one for me. I was never a huge fan of that band, maybe just due to lack of exposure.
Oh, they're great.
It's a great fucking record.
Mm-hmm. Was it this year they did Sessions, or was that last year?
I thought it was Better Nature because we had all the signed records.
We had a ton of copies of that.
Yeah, right, you're right.
That was 2 years ago because I got one of those copies.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And my number one.
Ding.
Unnecessary. Thank you. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Ghosteen.
Mm.
It's a great fucking record. If you're looking for like crazy heavy Nick Cave, no. I don't even think there's any drums on the record.
No drums.
Nope.
No drums. In fact, I recently read in one of his Red Hand files that like...
Man, that was one of the best emails of the year, too.
That was good. And I really, like, part of me really wants to find those tracks.
You want to sell a record, you fucking read that email.
Yeah. Apparently the drummer did amazing work on the record, and then they all agreed to remove all the drum tracks. So, somewhere on a Record Store Day in the distant future, there might be drum tracks.
Just the drum
tracks. Just the drum tracks.
And you have to play them at the same time.
And I will buy them.
Flaming Lips shit. Wayne Coyne's going to organize it.
But it's a beautiful record. It's sad and tragic and deep and everything that Nick Cave has always been, much more predominantly since he lost his son several years ago. It also released on the day my son was born, and so it kind of overnight transformed me into one of those Nick Cave fans, because that was also the anniversary of the first time I ever saw him in concert 10 years ago. It was just a whole thing.
Really?
And it was, yeah, it was first saw him at the WAMU Theater, and that was October 4th, 2008. Yeah. I'm sure it was in one of my like 3 a.m. texts. Like,
yeah.
I've been awake for 72 hours, and this... Those texts never see the light of day. So yeah, it's a really powerful record. It's just beautiful. Like, solid. It's my list.
Thank you, Berta.
You're welcome. Berta.
Who is two?
Me.
Hey-o. Oh. Here we go.
Everyone buckle up. Right.
3 hours later.
No, I'll keep it nice and short. I do want to mention some honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Angel Dust, Pretty Buff. With some members of Turnstile. I really thought that was going to make my top 10. It came out in like February or January, and I just overplayed that way too much, but I felt like it still needed to be mentioned. It's just a fun record. Honey, which was actually customer recommended to me. Honey, yes, 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 yes. Five yeses to be exact.
Is that the full title?
Yep.
Five yeses to be exact is included in the title?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But yeah, that was their debut on Epitaph. It's only like 8 songs, but it's super fun.
Who recommended it to you?
Adam Dorian. Thank you.
Hey, Adam Dorian.
What's up?
And that's your son's name.
It is also my son's name. Not really. I
made that connection.
You did make that connection.
But yeah, Surf Curse was a good one. Heaven Surround You.
These are your honorable mentions?
Yep, and now I'm going to move on.
Okay.
my favorite reissue was Joy Division Unknown Pleasures, the 40th anniversary. That was really well done. It was on Ruby Red Vinyl.
If I'm not mistaken, that was your first time really listening to that record, correct?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's because we got that first press in this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Closer.
Right.
And then that was like right before the summer. And then because of that, like I just got like, I dove right into them. Okay, number 10 was Menzinger's Hello Exile.
Hello.
I feel like we could just have a group discussion about this later when everyone says their top 10.
How's about this? Everyone say I if you put Menzinger's Hello Exile on your list.
Aye. There we go. Okay.
Actually, it got bumped, but it was almost on mine.
Number 9, Tyler, the Creator, Igor. I feel like every time I heard that record, I was like hearing it for the first time. But like not that it was forgettable at all. It's just like I just loved it, and I got to see him at GovBall with Drew over here.
Seventh row after a 7-hour wait.
I was not in the seventh row. I was all the way in the back.
A lot
I was
of
not
pain, but worth it.
Number
is anything worth
it? It was so dark. Okay.
Wow. It was a long day for him.
It was a long weekend. I lost my job that weekend. That
team anymore. Oh, crap.
Oh, my God. Oh, no,
I
got
canceled, too. That's coming out of
the 2018. Damn it.
Okay. No,
number 8, Cigarettes After Sex, Cry. It's mostly about sex, but it's in the name. Like, I had no problem with it. There's a song about him watching hentai, but it's very musically well done and tasteful.
It's just art. Like hentai.
It's art. Yeah.
Confusing review of that record. Continue.
Number 7, Dive, Deceiver. I was really surprised by how it sounded because it was more of like kind of darker, like more fall record. But I was really, really into it, and it came out like right in like September, November.
Yeah, something like that. It was a perfect time of year. Yeah, very shoegazy.
It's just like a nice like shoegaze record. And also like everyone at my school was like talking about it, so it was like if you weren't listening to Deceiver, it was like, what the fuck? Just like my next one. Number 6, Sandy Alex G, House of Sugar.
Can I point out before you give your review that Julia explained this record to me the other day as if you go to SUNY New Paltz and you haven't heard this record,
or like, if you don't listen to Alex G.
Do you even go to SUNY New Paltz if you don't know Alex G?
What I like about Alex G's record is that it's like you have like the regular like singer-songwriter songs, but then he gets like super weird and experimental, and the record's kind of all over the place, but like perfectly well done and kept me super engaged. So
that is that really the one you played yesterday?
Yeah.
And I said, who stepped on the cat's tail?
Oh, yeah, that opening. JV was like, oh, cool, I wanted to listen to this record. It's been on a couple of our customers' top tens. And then that first line, he was like, ew. He was like, never mind.
Within 30 seconds, I was out. It sounded like a slow baby crying.
Yeah, I thought it was like he accidentally stepped on the cat's tail.
But like I said, he's like he's just like a weird experimental dude. And, like, but I did research why there's the Sandy with the parentheses in front of it.
I always wondered that.
Yeah, me too, actually.
So I did some research, and I also asked my fellow reliable SUNY New Paltz friends. Basically, there's another Alex G, who's a girl, and I'm pretty sure she's from the UK. And so, but she basically got bigger before him, so he put the Sandy in front of it.
Why Sandy?
I don't know. They said in interviews, he kind of just said he just chose Sandy. He does have a song called Sandy in one of his earlier records, but he doesn't really disclose why.
If I ever meet him, I'd like to
address him. Do people know him who don't go to SUNY New Paltz?
Yeah, he actually got famous off of Bandcamp, like Frankie Cosmos. He's like one of those do-it-yourself people. Number 5, Vampire Weekend, Father of the Bride.
That almost made my list.
It was a big record for Darkseid, I'll say that much.
Yeah, and we had those signed copies.
Yeah, autographed copies from Vampire Weekend. Thank you, Sony.
Thank you, Sony.
Thank you, Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Vampire Weekend, for bringing out Steve Lacy at Madison Square Garden.
Lacy!
We stayed just long enough to see Steve Lacy and then sprinted to the train.
Okay, number 4, Turnover Altogether.
Ryan, before you get too sauce, can you pass the cupcakes?
Oh, hell yeah.
You're getting toasty where you're like, oh, hell good. Yeah.
This ain't bad now.
Not too bad!
Just an update for anyone listening. He's like 90% done with that Smirnoff Ice.
Now I remember why I drank this when I was 15.
He's going to buy more.
I remember when I put it on, Brian, you literally took the words out of my mouth. You were like, 2019 needed a turnover record. It and you were so right. And also, one of my favorite singles came from that record, Plant Sugar. And I actually have a good story about this because I was in class and
At New
Paltz.
Talking about Ally G or whoever that person
well,
is.
Like, my friend. No, but like it was like so. My friend came in like 5 minutes late to our class, and that morning Turnover dropped that single, and he sat down, and we both looked at each other, and we both go, "Did you listen?" And we didn't have to say what it was. It was just like a good moment. That's how like great it was, that song. But yeah, I love Plant Sugar. I thought that was cool that we both knew. Oh. Number 3, Mannequin Pussy, Patience. Marissa is just like a powerhouse of a singer, and like the band is like so cool and like very diverse, and yeah, they really blew up this year, and I'm really happy for them. Number 2, Charlie Bliss, Young Enough.
just like a super fun record. I love the lyrics.
Good there, stuff.
I'm number one. Lizzo! Lizzo, because I love you. This album came out right when I needed it.
Yes. Yep.
And it
preach.
Literally, you don't even have to be sad to listen to it. If you're like, if you want to dance, you want to fucking scream,
checks
cry.
All the bases.
Yeah. If you literally any emotion,
you
if you're like,
you check boxes, not boxes. Bases.
If you,
how
do you no, literally
hits all the bases.
No. Yeah. If you're
how
like,
you hit a base?
Like
you run the bases. Yeah. But whatever.
No, you don't even have to be going through breakups. She writes songs for breakups. She writes songs for the weird guys in your DMs at 3 a.m. She writes songs it, like just self-love. She makes astrology references, which I appreciated, which are funny. And then, I don't know, just everything that it was just like a perfect record. I don't know. Like it was, and I got you, I put all, like half this table under. You're welcome.
Let's do a follow up. Everyone say I if you put Lizzo on your top 10.
I.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh! That's the ice talking. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Julia. Good list. All right. JB. So I'm number three. I'm going to start off here with a couple things. My honorable mention is the band Desert Hands, who put out an EP called Hexa. They're from Philly. They're great. They have really nice looking merch.
He's also rubbing his tummy.
He always does that when he yeah. wants to be creepy, but not blatantly creepy. He rubs his tummy. It's like a weird Care Bear.
I will take that as a compliment.
You're a vegan Care Bear.
If I was going to be a Care Bear, I'd be vegan. Yeah. Which is way different than Eggplant Bear.
Oh, yes.
Very different bear.
Very different.
Very different bear. My favorite reissue was Queens of the Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf, yeah. which has Duh. Been fucking lacking that has not been on vinyl till now. My favorite soundtrack, They Live. The Mondo exclusive of They Live.
Yeah.
Not only is it a great soundtrack where you can like you could visually remember the scenes just by hearing
scene
them,
by scene. Yeah.
but the packaging is so fucking cool. It's got sunglasses and you pull out the lenses and they show you other things in the background. I fucking love that movie anyway. It was just a great one. Brian, thank you for the tip on that.
Mm-hmm. Very welcome.
All right, so my list starts with number 10, Lizzo.
Woo! Hello. You're welcome.
Because I love you.
I'm angry too. They gotta be great.
Just a fucking great album. Just a great fucking album. It's
our,
like,
it's our Bruno Mars 24 karat.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
2019.
For this year.
For store.
It's exactly that. It's fun. It's great. It's well done. It's well executed. And you deserve to feel good as hell.
Wrong album, but
right.
it's okay.
Yeah.
No, I know it's not on the album. I'm just saying, in general, you deserve to feel good as hell. Yeah.
And if he don't love you.
That's 100% my number 10. I just wanted to get in on the Lizzo references. All right, number 9, Thought Crimes, Tap Night EP. Thought Crimes is for anyone who was sad that the Dillinger Escape Plan broke up.
Anybody?
This no. one's for you. Nobody. Me.
I was.
Me and Bri. This one's for you. This can easily fill that hole.
Oh, baby.
Wink. Number 8, Russian Circles, Blood Year. Russian Circles has just consistently been a great band, always inspiring, always just put out great records, and it's one that I just keep going back to, especially in their catalog. So go check it out. Number 7, Red Cross, Beyond the Door. Red Cross, of course, has Stephen McDonald, who plays bass in The Melvins. It also has Dale Crover of The Melvins playing drums. I figure it was like a trade because they poached the bass player for The Melvins, so you know they, you know, he played drums. But it's just like it's one of those records that is fun. I called it like a fun Rolling Stones record. Like the songs are not heavy at all; they're just great rock tunes, and it's one of those ones that if you ever wake up in the morning. And you just like sort of wake up with like a song hook in your head. That was Red Cross for me. I woke up multiple mornings with some melody or some hook or some line from that album. And I was like, God damn. All right, I guess that means you're on the top 10. Number 6, Moontooth, Crux. If you don't know Moontooth, you're fucking up in life. They're fucking great. Go check them out. Just an amazing band. The Greatest Dudes, and their album fucking rules. Their album Crux, they initially released earlier this year, and then they got picked up by Pure Noise Records, and now you can pick up the indie exclusive variant vinyl from Pure Noise here at Dark Side Records, and they deserve everything they get. Number five, Torch, Admission. I love Torch. Just a great record, heavy, fun. Everything I like about heavy music, when it's strange and you know, kind of silly and kind of tongue-in-cheek, but just great songs, super catchy hooks, and the only man I've ever considered spending my life with.
You lied to me. About
Sorry. There'll always be another Steve Brooks in my heart. And I'll tell you a fun story about when he hit on me at a club in New York City.
I heard the story. I was there after the Baroness show. You told it like three times.
He's the one that got away. Oh. Number four, Basque. Three, or I. I don't know how they pronounce it. It's just, you know, three I's as a three. Basque, a great band, I believe from North Carolina.
Come on, raise up.
But it's just, it's the vibe that I was looking for this year. It's like, it's psychedelic. It's mellow. It's big, beautiful songs. Great guitar playing. Really, what comes across as really heartfelt tunes, and that's the thing that gets me, is when you feel like a band is being genuine. And this was that record for me. Number three, Mike Patton, and a name I'm going to mispronounce: Jean-Claude Vanier.
Van Damme.
Yeah, Van Damme.
I'm sorry, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Corpse Flower. As anyone knows, I'm a huge Mike Patton stan, and will pretty much buy anything that motherfucker puts out. Shout out real quick to the Faith No More tour dates that are coming up for 2020. Do a New York one, because I love Faith No More. But he put out an album, the way my good buddy Dan Aloisi described it, it's Mike Patton singing over 1960s French pop songs. It's bizarre, it's fun, it's just theatrical. It's a very good record, and if you haven't listened to it, that's another one. Go check it out, and it's Mike Patton. Number two, Baroness. Gold and or Gray. It's a great record. Baroness has been a band that anyone who knows me knows that I've been following them for years. Love that band. Love everything they do. And I felt very adventurous record for them. Like, really going in a very bold, newer direction. I heard some interview that they talked about it where they said that this was sort of them following Yellow and Green, whereas Purple kind of followed more what they were doing earlier. This one was, they kind of started a thing with Yellow and Green, and they're continuing that style of songwriting. And I appreciate that. I like, again, it goes back to even Basque. Give me a good, heartfelt, psychedelic, you know, record from a band. Love it. It also helped that they played in the store. I mean, not for nothing.
Side note.
And number one, Low Dose. Low Dose. Los Dos.
Is that Italian?
Sure. Low Dose is a band from Philadelphia who put out a record this year that just is a record that I just find myself constantly going back to. I play it all the time when I'm at home, when I'm at work. In fact, I kind of took it out of the work rotation because I felt bad. Like, I was playing it and nobody really liked it, so I was trying to be polite to my coworkers.
But enjoyed it.
It's just a thank you.
Don't listen to him.
But it's just, it's another record that just kind of caught me by surprise, and I just fell in love with it really quick, really hard and really fast. And every time I play it, I find another thing that I like about it. But it's heavy, it's fun, it's dark, it's moody. It's got all those aspects, and it flows so nicely. And
wait, isn't it a girl singer?
It is a girl singer. Yep.
Hell yeah.
But if I can, it's a great record. So if you want to go check out a band who's just sort of starting out, go check out that record. It's really good.
Nice.
So that's my 10.
Okay. Good luck. Okay.
Are we applauding after everybody?
I was going to say, what
after
the
years
fuck?
We are.
Here, we'll clap for Birdo, too. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Birdo. And Julia. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of paper.
Are you four?
I'm number four.
Oh,
hey. I don't see what four and paper have to do with each other.
It's rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. Still won't get it, but that's fine.
Number 10. It's like a repeat. Lizzo. Because I love you.
Oh, yeah. Good record. All the hubbub is bad over here.
That bitch got to be great. Yeah, that's how. It's just a good, it's a great pop record. Except of like two songs, it's like a perfect pop record.
Do you know what two songs you would expect?
No, I don't know the names of any of the tracks.
Okay.
I just know I like the record and play the whole thing in full and turn it up. Turn it up!
Turn it up!
I've been waiting for this one.
Number nine, I bet it's on Drew's list. The Raconteurs. I might be the only one at this here table with it.
I forgot about that one.
The Raconteurs, Help a Stranger. Jack White and the Boys. This, you know what surprised me about it?
It's a fun one.
Bluesier than I expected.
Yeah,
some, that was a bluesy dirty one. Bluesy riffs to it. And it was good. And 2019 Memory, little display contest put together here by mostly JB.
My man.
And he won us number one place with Third Man and the Raconteurs.
Better than number two place.
Weird compliment, but I'll take it.
This year, up in Cooperstown. Not Cooperstown.
No, that was last year.
That was last year.
Yeah. I saw them this year at King's Theater. In
That's true.
Great show.
Also a good record Easter egg with the Raconteurs.
Yeah.
With their,
the lenticular cover. Rip it off. Get a little Raconteurs as the Butcher cover via the Beatles. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't hear it from us.
Nope.
But we do have the lenticular cover in stock here, so if you... Oh.
No, it's fine.
Who knows?
Okay. I was saying them to shoot, not you.
Okay.
Number eight. Akibi Shakedown. Kings Left Behind. One of the many, many excellent Coal Mine releases put out this year. Indie exclusive pink vinyl. And you know, we got many in the pink this year because we played that shit a lot.
Couple one, couple two.
And all instrumental, perhaps. All funk. If you don't know it, you're missing out. Coal Mine Records is run by a cool record shop in Ohio called Plaid Room Records. Those folks know what's up. Check it out.
Their trombone player used to play in Strelay Manifesto.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think you've told me like four times.
Yep.
Never
every time the every time
he forgets
the,
telling you and you forget hearing.
Yeah.
Every time we get a different one of theirs.
Who's Sammy Jenkins?
You mean the band that you have a tattoo of?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Number seven, Torch, Admission. JB got me into Torch years ago, and I loves them ever since then. And just what JB said, it's fun. It's metal, but it's a little different. It's got a great vibe to it. Maybe it's the disgusting humidity of Miami that changes that record, but that's where they're from, and that record is awesome. Number six, I think guaranteed to be only on my list, Better Oblivion Community Center, with their self-titled record, Better Oblivion Community Center. That's Connor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers teaming up together, and, you know, need a little introspection. A good way to go.
Yeah, I feel bad I forgot about, like, I was listening to it like a lot when it came out, and then I fell off. And
great harmony. I, you know, I put it down for a while too, but
yeah,
just good harmonies.
Yeah, for sure.
Good poignant messaging. Number five, we've heard it multiple times now. Baroness, Golden Grey. Of course, they played the store. Of course, it's a great record. I don't need to drone on about it because multiple people have. Number four, also only on my radar here this year, Bill Callahan, Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest.
I need to hear that one.
You haven't been here when I played it?
Nope.
Oh, man. Okay.
I played like it a lot like it. In the store, probably to not much many people's likings, really. Yeah. But if you like Leonard Cohen... And you like sort of unusual rhythms and timing sometimes, you're going to dig Bill Callahan. He's a great writer. He was formerly of Smog and just a great lyricist and guitar player. Number three, I think JB was surprised to see it at number three, The Menzingers.
Ooh.
Hello, Exile! It's just great. It's a good record. I will say, I'll say it here, not as good as After the Party.
Yeah, I was going to give that to you.
I thought you were going to say not as good on CD because also the vinyl mix is great, but the CD mix,
yeah. We streamed a couple. I don't stream singles or anything, but after we went to the show for the staff outing, they played one of them, so I allowed myself to stream Anna, and I was like, oh god.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like the digital and the CD don't do it justice.
Mm-hmm. No.
The vinyl mix is way better. So come pick it up. I think we might even still have a couple of indie exclusives left in stock.
I think we do. Yeah. Sold one tonight.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we did. And I told her, I was like, we're doing our top 10s tonight. I bet half of us are going to have it on our top 10.
I've also seen it on many of our customers' top 10 lists that we've posted so far.
Definitely.
Number two, Sturgill Simpson, Sound and Fury. Did not know what to expect from this record because the first thing I saw about it was Sturgill has a new record and there's an anime to go along with it. And I thought, I don't know what that fucking means. But he did it again. The whole record is a giant fuck you to the promotion and music industry and going against the status quo, not doing what everybody wants him to do. He could have made the same record again and again, and keep winning Grammys. He said, fuck that, and make art, not friends.
I like that one.
That's a good track.
Mm-hmm. Fun album.
And also, to no one's surprise, my number one, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Yeah, go sadness.
Or Liquorstein.
Berto and I went to the In Conversations with Nick Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And many people hounded him about, can you play us a song, something. He just kept saying no. But I thought it was telling when Nick said, I can't play anything for you, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
And Nick Cave is not, I don't think I've ever heard him say the word like, awesome.
Yeah.
Ever. And anything I've ever seen from him. So as I've talked about this on videos and everything else before, and even in my social media posts, go read it. That's basically my review. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I got next. I got number five. Here we go. I'm Tyler. Little honorable mentions. Sturgill Simpson, Sound and Fury.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvin Gaye Lost album, You're the Man.
About that one.
Yeah, that's some good gems on him. And my favorite reissue and soundtrack, Shrek.
Hell yes. Mm-hmm. Donkey approves.
So we got shafted just a little bit. We thought we were getting the Swamp Green exclusive, but we ended up only getting the black. But Shrek is love. Shrek is life. Ugh. All right, so coming in at number 10. A Tenzinger, if you will. It's the Menzinger.
Hey.
Hello, Exile.
Hello.
Yeah, just pretty much Justin nailed it. CD mix was not good. Vinyl mix is great. Or not great, but better. Definitely not as good as After the Party, but it's Menzingers. You know what you're going to get. What'd the guy say from Handguns? There's a...
oh yeah, have you heard the new Menzingers record? And he goes, no, but I bet it's about a girl smoking a cigarette on a street corner. And it's great.
Yep, pretty much. So.
Number nine, a little Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
The completion of the season quadrology that he's trying to that they're trying to make, which they gave us a super dope stand for it, a display.
Mm-hmm. Stand for the stand.
I'm a stand for the stand. I'll tell you that. But yeah, it's Bon Iver. It's grand. He's got his electronic stuff going on. His auto tune. He's hitting those falsettos. It's Bon Iver. Number eight is Anderson .Paak, Ventura.
Oh, nice. I forgot about that record.
Yep. Some great features on there.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Smokey Robinson feature on there.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need.
That's some soul.
And
on there.
And
was
Nate, the Nate Dogg. Yeah, the Nate Dogg one at the end. Close it out.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
That's right. Good.
Tyler the employee has Tyler the creator at number seven. That's Igor.
better than Flower Boy, but I just haven't listened to it as much. But it's still great, though. I like what Tyler's doing.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Number six came on the list late. Lil Sims in Gray Area. She's a rapper out of the UK that I found out about because of Vinyl Me Please. And I really didn't care for that album, but this album is dope. Her flow is crazy. Get the British accent in the raps, which is cool.
Sorry.
Number five is Lizzo, Because I Love You.
Woo! Woo! Hell
My
yeah.
My man, great. It's just, yeah, it's just great. It's like I said earlier, it's our Bruno Mars of 2019. Just, I don't really do pop music too often, but when it hits, it hits.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly. Mm-hmm.
For real.
For real. Yeah. No, yeah.
Bruno exactly. Knows. I feel you. I feel you.
Bruno, and I can't wait till you listen to Lizzo for the first time. Yeah. And hear
That's
this
fine.
Thing.
The Bruno Mars here, I didn't listen to that record until after the top 10 list anyway, either. So.
We need
and
to
how
do
you feel about that one?
Fine for the gym. I listen to it when I'm working
Lizzo
out.
About to be good for the gym. You're about to be like,
oh,
yes.
I listen to her at the gym.
I love myself.
Okay, next episode in January, we're going to follow up. Listen right. to it, and I want your review.
All right.
Number four, Purple Mountains, self-titled Purple Mountains. Super emotional record.
Didn't Julia see that coming?
Yeah. Julia got to experience that for the first time today.
Yeah, I did.
She expected an R&B album. Not the case.
Not the case at all. I generally had no idea what it was, and I was like, oh, is it an R&B? Because you guys generally bond fair, over fair, R&B fair. Records, rap, and then you guys are like, no. And then I said, throw it on, boys.
Listened to it for the first time earlier this week or last week, and I didn't know what to expect, but it had kind of a Kurt Vile feel to it.
Yeah, it's like very dry, but like he's like witty, but like super sad. And he ended up.
I personally get a lot of Father John Misty vibes, which is why I
definitely did.
Like he ended up taking his life earlier this year, which is like a month after the album was released. So
wasn't it the same week?
Oh, it might have been. Was
it
the same
week?
Soon.
So, like, to listen to it in that perspective, to kind of see it as and what he was singing about, and like, it's like, damn.
That's fucking heavy.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah. Yep. Number three, Duran Jones and the Indications, American Love Call.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
For real.
Fuck.
Y'all fucked up.
Yeah. I fucked up. So good.
Number two, which is probably the biggest surprise for myself and my musical tastes, is The High Women with the self-titled High Women.
You really made me like that record, I think.
Another one came on strong, yeah. Like I said, they just, throughout the record, just sprinkle that garlic parmesan on there. Just harmonies throughout. It's a great country album. It's got, it, you know, checks all those boxes, honky-tonk. Heaven is a honky tonk. Like, ain't that the most country fucking title you ever heard? And it sounds exactly how you think, but it's not. It's great. Each woman in their own right are just powerhouses, and then for them to all come together, it's crazy. And it's cool seeing Jason Isbell play guitar in the background of their live performances, of course, because Amanda Shires is in there.
But he stays in the back to give them their
Yeah, exactly.
Their due.
It's not him. He's just in the backing band, yeah. Yeah. Amanda Shires, Brandi Carlile, and Natalie Hemby, which I had never heard before, and Maren Morris, who I've only seen selling the record.
I believe Natalie Hemby was responsible for a lot of the compositions and stuff from this new Star Is Born movie last year.
Okay.
I think she was important in that production role, from what I heard.
Yeah, it's a great listen, and I do not really care for country that much, but I found myself listening to a lot. I guess, I don't know, I see like Americana get thrown around more than country. I don't know if it's just a new term.
No,
or if
I
think the distinction nowadays is that country has really come to mean like top 40 radio country, right, which is its own segment of music. It's
its own slice of trash.
Right.
Georgia. It's the cookie cutter.
Like, yeah, Americana is more the, it can cross those divides.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cross the Dixon line.
And there's been like a huge, like a new throwback like hipster country resurgence that's been happening this year. That's crazy. Like so many artists have come out who put out great records that for people like myself or like you were saying, like who would never listen to country, and like Sturgill Simpson, Tyler Childers,
shout out to Lil Nas X.
sure. Okay.
Generational.
Yeah. Fucking Orville Peck. Yep. Like they're blowing up. They're doing great things, and suddenly, you know, it's like a new thing that's happening. It's about that heartfelt songwriting, like I was saying. Yeah, if you feel like it's genuine, it's,
right? It feels
it's different.
Yeah, the ones that stick out are the more genuine sounding, less of the over the top.
It's your sugar shakers.
Number one, Michael Kiwanuka. Kiwanuka. Woo! Yeah. Danger Mouse produced. Super soulful. Catchy. I didn't know if I was going to put it as number one because it does have a little bit too many interludes that I would care for, but it flows. And he's got a very unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
All right.
All right.
Very nice.
Right.
Yeah, we're clapping for some people. Yeah, fuck y'all.
Got one.
All right. I'm number six. Okay, I want to just shout out a few records quick. The Akibi Shakedown did not make my list. It was the hardest cut.
I feel like Drew puts the most thought and effort into this list.
It's an absolutely ongoing thing that I think about throughout the year, and it helps me kind of contextualize what I like versus what I love, you know, because I generally
a simple
like
thank
most
you would have been
I
fine
to.
And have to explain the whole process. You know, like a nod.
Little Sims, great UK hip hop album, one of the best hip hop albums of the year, all around.
It's true.
Vampire Weekend, we saw them, Julia and I, at MSG, and they were great. They said it was their best show in New York ever, and they're from New York, so that was pretty cool.
And Steve Lacy
came out.
Black Excellence.
Hell yeah. Yes.
Waze Blood and Julia Jacklin also released really good indie rock albums, too. Singer-songwriter, really good singers.
So my
best reissue by far was the Songs for the Deaf, in my opinion. Finally. And on to the 10 here. At number 10, by the way, my list overlaps with Tyler's quite a bit. So I will keep it a little brief.
You're lapping and fapping.
My number 10 is his number one. It's Michael Kiwanuka. Kiwanuka. We both kind of, and Brian, and really everybody here.
I like the record
listening
too.
To it a lot.
Yeah.
Lately. The interludes, you know, they're little, but they lead into the songs pretty well, and you know. So
one of the interludes we thought we were playing at the wrong speed.
Oh yeah,
we thought it would have sounded better at 45.
Yeah,
but it's just him doing an Isaac Hayes impression.
Number nine is the Duran Jones and the Indications, American Love Call. I listened to that nonstop this year, all throughout. It never really lost me. I actually like it a little bit more than the first one, but excited to see where they go next. They're great at bringing back that old soul sound. Number eight, I went with the High Women.
Can't believe it's that low for you.
It was a good year. There's no disrespect for them. I mean, they made the list, and it's great. The harmonies were amazing. Some of my favorite songs of the year. No, not necessarily. But, shout out to all four of them. They're awesome. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, Bandana, my favorite actual raw hip-hop album of the year. Madlib is one of the best producers. He's here on the show. We discussed earlier. Mm-hmm, he's his guest. And he's really thankful that I was the one person here that put it on the list. Big Thief, one of my favorite indie albums of the year. They released two, actually. UFOF was the first one, and a lot of people were really behind that one. I didn't really get it as much. It was a little kind of slow dialed down. But the second one they did, Two Hands, which made my list, was a little more rocky. There's more guitar in it. Number five, my highest ranked female on my list, and it's not Lizzo, it's FKA Twigs with Magdalene. I saw her this summer at the Afropunk Festival in Brooklyn, which was a really interesting experience. I really enjoyed taking that in, although it was by myself, but you know, enjoyed it. It was a good time.
You can still take it in yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I went from seeing Death Grips, who, if anyone knows how intense Death Grips is, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. anyone knows how...
Elon Musk knows.
how mellow and somber and beautiful FK Twigs' voice is. It was quite the transition, but the new Magdalene record, 5 years after her initial first record, the British singer-songwriter. Very well done. Fourth is the second of two albums this year by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, mm-hmm. Infest the Rat's Nest. It is a thrash metal album. I never have been a big thrash metal fan, but that album was really fun and convinced me to like it, so shout out to them. And I am looking forward to seeing them back-to-back nights at Red Rocks next year.
Gonna get your Red Rocks off.
Oh, you can get multiple off.
Yeah, important question. Did it get you to like them doing it, or did it get you to like thrash metal?
Well, I haven't really listened to a whole lot outside of it. I will say,
here, resident metalhead.
Actually, I started to kind of like Metallica the more I heard it here.
So no.
So okay, that was kind of like a brief introduction.
Okay.
I will say, I like it when it's on. You know, but it's not something I seek out often other than this album here. My number three is The Comet is Coming. Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery.
Forgot about that one.
It is weird. Jazz fusion. One of the members from the Sons of Kemet, mm-hmm. Who released a really great album last year that took me a long time to really get into. But this one is completely different and out of left field and bizarre. And I'm not good at describing jazz, so... I'm just going to say it's really good. If you haven't heard it, definitely check it out. My number two is going to shock. Well, I think a lot of you guys have already seen that it has been not my number one. And that is Tyler, the Creator's Igor.
Shook.
Yeah. Everybody kind of expected that to be my number one, and I still love it. It's really great. Like I said, seventh row this year, 7 hours, worth the wait.
I was
a little exhausting.
Not in seventh row. I was in the lawn like a normal
not a crazy person. I love Tyler's evolution. It's better than Flower Boy in my opinion. I think he's kind of evolved in a way that Kanye West was innovating music when he was at his peak, and now he's off touring with Joel Osteen, and we're just not going to talk about that.
So that's your number one, is what you're saying.
I saw that Tin Man photo there.
Yeah, Jesus is King, number one. Jesus is King, my number one now. My number one is... I almost went right into it. It is the Purple Mountains self-titled album, the first and unfortunately only album David Berman recorded under that name. And it was insanely just powerful, really emotional, hard to listen to. It was not my most enjoyable album of the year, but it was the best. And that's all I can say. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that while you were listening to it, you had kind of a grimace?
Nice.
Sorry.
Above the fruited plains.
Purple Mountains Majesty.
Mm-hmm. Did you listen to it in your mattress?
Purple
Mountains. Oh, okay.
You got that, right?
Mm-hmm. I do have one. Mm. Great.
Did you play it underneath your constantly running Gogol Bordello? That one song.
That one.
Do you wish it came out in 1999?
Yeah.
So that's my list.
Yeah.
Thanks, Drew.
Woo!
All right, applause, right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Okay. Number seven?
Me. Okay. Honorable mentions. Pup. Morbid Stuff.
Oh, fuck. I forgot.
My friend put me onto them, and I was kind of very surprised. I enjoyed that a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Repress is Incubus, Make Yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Loved that.
Ugh.
Came in orange. It's awesome. And then another honorable mention is Vampire Weekend, Father of the Bride. Didn't make the list, but it was close. Number 10 is Silver Sun Pickups, Widow's Weeds. It took a while for me to get into this, but I love Silver Sun Pickups, and like you said, they're tight and they're controlled, and they put on a good show.
Let go.
9 is Tool, Fear Inoculum. Didn't knock me out of the park, but I felt like it was good enough to make the list. Eight is, I literally don't know how to say this, Gesaffelstein Hyperion. Gesaffelstein. I think that's right.
God bless you.
The foreign film that's released.
Gesaffelstein. It's like electronic. He does a couple of songs at the weekend, and that kind of caught me by surprise.
And he looks really cool on stage, I will say.
You've seen him?
I haven't seen him, but he's like covered in like metallic something. He's like all gray. Yeah. He's like Kanye West.
You're thinking of Kanye West. Yeah.
But at every show. I admire the dedication.
Seven, Baroness, Golden Gray. Thank you guys for bringing that to my attention, because it was good. It's one of the things I've learned while I've been here, is Baroness is the greatest. Six, Hello.
Hello!
Hello, Oblivion! Hello, Exile!
Menzingas. Hello, Exile. Number five, which is more of a recent addition, I got to see them at the Barclays Center. Cage the Elephant, Social Cues. I love how they perform. They came out with that hit a couple years ago, and then I feel like got less popular, but they put out better music since then. Four, Billie Eilish, when we all fall asleep, where do we go? I don't know. I just have respect for somebody that composes themselves the way that she does, and she's like a baby. And she's at the top of everything, and she hasn't like screwed it up yet, knock on wood. Like, she composes herself very well, and then it's cool that her brother does all like the mixing and production and stuff. Number three, Lizzo. Because I love you.
Yeah.
Came out, like you said, at the exact right time. Kind of, it's...
You needed her.
Yeah, I needed Lizzo this year.
Yeah, you know she was there for you.
We all needed Lizzo this year.
Yeah, because 2019 was a motherfucker.
It was a motherfucker, and I'm glad Lizzo helped me through the year.
Exactly.
Number two, Thom Yorke, Anima, as the dedicated Radiohead insane freak.
Great album.
Very good.
I should have given it an honorable mention.
Thom Yorke?
Thom Yorke. I only have my number one left.
Number one,
the siren himself, Hozier, Wasteland Baby.
Ooh.
Loved it.
Nina cried power.
Wasteland Baby.
If I'm gonna have somebody sing me into the ocean, and he's fantastic. It kind of was everything that I needed for this year, and I kept going back to it. There was no burnout phase, and I think that's what I look for when I look for my top 10. I look for something that like I just don't get sick of. And it was fantastic. I think it was better than his other album, which is a hard statement. But it's dancey, and it's sad, and it's all of the things. And he's fantastic. So, number one.
And he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man. Yeah. That's
nice
what I mean.
Good looking man.
He's, gorgeous. I heard
Irishman.
Tall Irishman. You don't get tall Irishman. You get fucking sausage finger, fucking little 5'8". What am I, 5'8" or 9"? Yeah.
I heard a story about him, and I can't speak to its truthness, but it sounds like him. He complimented somebody on their pants at a show, and they took them off and handed them to him. So I feel like that is just the effect that you get from having a conversation with them. Mm. Oh, you like these here?
I would do that to Lizzo.
Too.
I get bad news about your pant size.
Tyler was
like, "Take him." She'd go, "I've been waiting for this one.
Put him on."
No, shit, remember, fuck! I thought I could fit him.
These pants—they for skinny hoes.
And thank you, Audrey, for your list.
Chug.
I still have to drive.
The Iceman cometh.
We have to say fries.
All right, so my list. Got a couple of run-throughs real quick. Favorite soundtrack was Desperado soundtrack.
Mm.
First time on vinyl, so I'm
Desperado.
Considering it.
Desperado.
Yeah. Black Friday. So fucking good. Favorite reissue was the Friday the 13th soundtrack. That was the only one I missed of Waxworks, so I was very excited to get that.
Oh, which one?
The very first one.
Part one. Okay.
Yes. honorable mentions. He is Legend, White Bat.
Mm.
Fallujah, Undying Light. They switched singers this past year, and they still killed it with the album. Normally, that's a
I feel like sometimes that's a breaker for bands, but they killed it.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Kiwanuka. Mm-hmm. Only reason it didn't make my top 10 was my own weirdness, just because I haven't actually bought it yet. Weird about putting things on my list that I don't actually own. So, but that album is fucking great.
Hey, I stand by that. It's good.
Yep.
So you're saying it's not you, it's Kiwanuka. No, it's not Kiwanuka, it's you.
It's me. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. But yeah, that was a great album. Thank you to Kirk and Drew for turning me on to that, because that was... And I'm going to say favorite song of 2019, Whoa. Simply because they only put out a 7-inch, and it was only the one song.
Damn.
Not that one.
Tenacious D.
It was Alexis on Fire with Familiar Drugs. 2019 saw the return of Alexis on Fire, one of my favorite bands. So, all right, so into the list. Speaking of Alexis on Fire, number 10, City in Color, A Pill for Loneliness. Classic Dallas Green, just...
Classic Green,
just sad boy style. Yeah, it was just a solid record. Norma Jean at number 9 with All Hail, just chunky and dirty like myself. just a great Norma Jean record. It is exactly what you would expect, and it's just fucking awesome. I need some more listening because it got pushed back a lot. It was supposed to come out in October and got pushed back to like the end of November. So I've only listened to it a couple of times, but. It's fucking awesome. Number 8, Counterparts, Nothing Left to Love.
Okay.
Just
yeah,
another solid record by them. Every time they put out a record, it is heavy. It seems they get heavier with each album. So just a lot of breakdowns, a lot of emotional screaming. It's, you know, it's a good time.
Shout out Brendan Murphy.
Yep.
He's a nice dude. They talk to him.
Okay.
Number 7, Knocked Loose, A Different Shade of Blue.
Knocked Loose.
Yep.
cut off the shades of blue.
Perfect. That is actually that's the hit single on it. I didn't like it as much as their last one, Laugh Tracks, but that's doesn't mean that it's a bad album by any means. It's just I don't know, that album hit at the right time, and so this new album, it just to me it just wasn't gonna follow it up as like better than. So
how many dog barks?
Actually, no dog
no
barks.
That is why. I was going to mention that.
From what I heard, he made that a point. Brian Garris made that a point to not do that because people were coming up to him in the street and just dog barking at him. He don't like that shit.
Also, the indie exclusive pressing we got
was super fucking cool.
Super awesome.
Yeah.
Payback's a bitch, motherfucker.
Exactly.
DMX reference. This was actually the first year that I listened to that band. And
did you
as
think they were a pop punk band?
As we talked about, I always thought they were a pop punk band, and you put the record on, I was like, what the fuck? It blew my mind. Yeah. I completely had a totally different like vision of the band based on their name and like what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos.
Yeah, that was a heavy record.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like breakdowns from the beginning of track one to the end of the record.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you have the Keith Buckley guest spot.
I was just going to say that's how I found
you mean
them,
Jeff Buckley?
For Every Time I Die.
Yeah.
So.
Good old Jeff Buckley. Sorry you drowned in that river. but I look forward to your next record.
He's listening.
Number 6, Defeater's self-titled Defeater. Came out earlier in the year, but it's still just... I still play it, and it's just...
We had that super dope promo piece from them.
Yeah, that's right.
The handwritten lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Again,
awesome.
Shout out to Epitaph Records.
Thank you, Epitaph.
I forgot to shout them out earlier with the Menzingers for those dope record bags that said, support your local record store on
Thank you, Epitaph.
And it had a little Velcro.
Oh, with the,
I appreciate that so much.
So good.
Kathy, you the best.
You the best.
It seemed like they were a little bit bigger, too, to fit more records in them than a regular tote bag.
Right, yep.
Oh, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like squeezing them in.
Okay. Let's see. Number 5, Turnover Altogether. Julia said earlier, we just needed a turnover record this year, and it was just smooth and just good. God damn, it was good. Number 4, Tiger Army, Retro Future.
Never die.
Never die, baby. They're not reinventing the wheel. They know exactly who they are, but holy shit, this album was fucking good. Like, I can't stop listening to it. It's just so good. They're not pretending to be like, oh, we've evolved into this, you know, different band. No, they're like, we're a psychobilly band, and we're going to keep making psychobilly songs because we like pomade, and that's that.
And stand-up basses.
Exactly.
We're going to pluck this fucking bass.
Yep. And
we Dapper Dan, man.
Yep. And goddamn, it was good. Number three, Kelly Finnegan, The Tales People Tell.
Oh, yeah.
That was that's fucking a great good album. Like,
As the hype sticker put, a masterclass in soul.
Absolutely.
I was like, woo, Jesus, already.
And if you're going to put that on a hype sticker, your album better be good. And that shit delivered.
The Coal Mine, too.
The Coal Mine,
yep,
right?
Coal Mine.
The fucking Coal Mine, yep, boys.
We had that indie exclusive Translucent Red.
Translucent Red.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really obscure reference to Devil's Rejects. When they go to buy those roosters, those chickens, and it's like, Rhode Island Red!
Wow.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, wait, you boys ain't gonna fuck these chickens, is you?
You boys ain't gonna fuck these records, is you?
I make no promises.
Got a hole.
Number two.
Oh, man.
Number two, the Menzingers. Hello!
Hello!
I feel like I'm the only one that didn't say that, and I'm. Yeah.
Well, whoever's last and has it on their list, we'll just all do it together. There's still time.
That's right. This happens.
I'm the last person.
He's last.
You're number nine. Oh,
you see anybody?
He picked the ice first, and then he got his card.
Boom.
Keep going.
Well, don't count him out. There could be a special guest at the end.
You never know.
Yeah,
number one.
On standby right now, apparently.
Oh, God.
All right, but yeah, Menzinger's Hello Exile. It took me a little bit to get into this because it was, I don't know, like I said, it wasn't After the Party. I was expecting After the Party Part 2, but it wasn't. So it took a little listening, but.
But great. You're the Anna of this record.
I am?
Yeah.
You
please
are.
Come back. We have so much to tell you. And then it grew on you.
Yeah.
The relationship blossomed all
it
over
did.
Again.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. And as you get into, because I remember, I think I said it to Julia, I was like, it's a good record, but there's not a lot of memorable songs.
Yeah.
And then the more I listened to it, and I started getting songs stuck in my head, and I was like, I guess that's that. And I kept listening. So,
that's
great
the spirit
record.
Off ice talking. Listen, if you need a cup of coffee, I can get you one.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do it after the party, please.
Look, I got one reference. Okay? Yeah.
And
you will fuck this up.
I fucking know it. And my number one record of the year, Duran Jones and the Indications.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Coal Mine coming in on top. This record, wow. I have listened to since the day it came out, and I have not stopped listening to it, and that's really what put it in the number one spot.
And that's tough, because that was like the first album that we like...
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that was like...
It was in February.
Yep, that was like one of the first ones on my Great Records of 2019, and shit. And when it first came out, I think me and you, Gurk, were working together, and I was like, this is a good album, but it's not the first one.
Hmm.
Now, at the end of the year, December 2019, it's better than the first one. I've listened to it a lot, and it is just... They've perfected that sound that they had on the first one, and it is just fucking... It's a perfect record. Just a perfect record. There's not one bad song on that record.
It's a bummer I forgot to put that on mine.
Yeah.
Same.
It happens.
Also, I like when the drummer hits the high pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. Yeah. That's my list.
Cool. Thank you, Brian.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for sharing your list here. Of course, same as I said at the top of this podcast, if you have a list, send it to us. We would love to know what you loved this year. Whatever way you feel like sending it to us, you can use the hashtag DSTop102019. You can message us. You can email us. Whatever you want. Show up with a handwritten list. I would love that. That's adorable. You could do that. Or you could call into the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Last year, we of course had a call in from one Dina Delaney, and what?
And
Drew, but we had Drew and Dina. But so, can we get your mom on the line real quick here, Julia?
Mom, are you here?
I'm here. How are you guys?
Hello.
How's everything going?
It's going good. We all just said our top tens.
Okay.
Do you have a top 10 for us?
I have a top ten couple things I want to talk to you guys about.
Oh crap. Oh, okay.
I'm not an expert on music like you guys, so I just figured I thought I would start off saying that I'm really thankful you guys are. I think you guys are a great place, and you really know your music. And every time I go in that store, it's like it brings back all these memories. And I think for people that are listening that don't have never been to your store, it is an awesome store. You gotta check it out. It has like the best merchandise.
Yep, shout out to Erin.
Yes, and I never met Erin, but her merchandise is great. Every time I go, there's different things. And then, what else? My top album this year is Post Malone.
Oh,
I love that album. I think that's a great album. I think he's got a great voice, and there's like so many great songs on it.
I woke up to it multiple times.
How would you feel if Julia came home with face tattoos?
That's the one thing I can't. You know what? I think that some people, they look at him, they might judge him, but his voice is great. I heard he's not that great in concert, but he's got a strong voice. I love that album. I think it's a really good quality. I mean, it's great. And I wanted to say, if there's anybody listening that is looking for a gift for someone, I'm 51, so someone in their late 40s, 50s, I think that the Steve Miller box set would be a great gift. So that is a really good tip for someone that's looking for a gift for the older generation, because it has the Joker, it has Jungle Love, Take the Money and Run, Fly Like an Eagle. If you ever listen to those words, it still stands up. It's a great band.
So, stands up into the future, if you will.
Oh!
And what else? Oh, my favorite music movie was Blinded by the Light. It's based on a true story. It's about this Pakistani boy. Somebody introduced him to Bruce Springsteen music. It's based on a true story. And he felt like Bruce Springsteen was talking to him, and like the music just like it changed him. And I actually remember when I was 15, and I was listening, the first time I heard U2, and I heard Sunday Bloody Sunday, I was like, this is unbelievable. So I think that movie is a really good movie.
Oh yeah, my mom's resident U2 stan, by the way.
Yes. What I really want to say is, I think you have an awesome group of people. Justin, you're such a great guy. I never met your wife yet, but she does a really good job of, every time I go in there, it looks different. It's like, there's so many different things. Her merchandising, she's so good at that. And JB, I love you. Tyler, I love your music. Julia, you're right.
Thanks, Dana.
Thanks.
And I don't have a top 10 albums, but you guys are awesome. I just want to wish you guys a very, very happy holidays, and hope you have a happy, healthy 2020.
Woo!
Okay.
Woo!
Thank you.
That's pretty much it. Oh, another good movie is The Dirt.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Motley Crue?
Yep.
I wasn't a Motley Crue fan, but I was told to watch that movie, and that it's a biography. It's great. Don't watch it with your parents or your kids. You should just watch it because there's a lot of stuff in there.
So Giles!
Did Julia see it or no?
I wanted to see with my... Oh, my kids. I never was a Motley Crue fan. I was more like, because I was like a pet banging fan.
I
was more like you two, like save the world type of person. And but that
Live Aid, you know,
was unbelievable. It's like when you know better, you do better type of thing. Like the end, they really went full circle. I can't believe they survived all the stuff they did.
I have an important question. Did you ever try the burrito trick?
No, what's that?
Ask Drew.
That's disgusting. Yeah. All right. Oh, wait. I want to tell you one thing. Now, I know that you guys probably think this is stupid, but Taylor Swift, she did a really good job this year.
Fearless.
Mm-hmm. You guys aren't saying anything. And Julia hates her. But you know what? If anybody's by themselves and they hear a Taylor Swift song, she's got good rhythm. Julia.
What? No one cares.
I know. Nobody cares. Even my husband just built a tiny desk. She did a good job this year.
Like a tiny desk.
Wait, is your husband there?
Yes.
What's his top album of the year? Can you put him
Mark,
on the phone?
Mark, what's his top album? He's making jokes. He's drinking a beer.
Same here.
Yeah, they all are too.
Okay, so...
He just ordered pencils for his students. Mr. Delaney is my favorite teacher. He's going to
give him So thank you for being on the podcast. I just have to say really quick. So we did a thing where we each went around and we picked a number, and one person got a one that said ice, and they have to pound a Smirnoff ice. So that one was you. You picked the Smirnoff ice. So what I need you to do is just go to your fridge and get one of Julia's Smirnoff ices, and I need you to pound it really quick, if that's cool.
I will definitely do that for you. JB, I think you're great. This is one thing. When you go into your place, it's like you guys are always, you're always so welcoming, everybody, and helpful, and you just, there's definitely a great feeling going in there. For anybody that's listening, it should definitely, if you're just buying things online from there, you should just check out their store. It's just a great store. Really is.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
I know you guys want me to be the lady from Bob's Burger, but I'm not. I actually got my favorite drummers, my favorite guitarist, my favorite concert, my favorite singer. And I was like, in case they were asking me anything about music. But you guys go and drive safely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
All right. Music is the world.
Okay, bye, Mom.
You two forever.
Someday, buddy, someday.
That is why I am the way I am.
We know.
We have, a couple birthdays coming up. Brian, JB, Justin. We got one special birthday gift that we have to unveil. It's one extra message for this podcast. And it's for JB. And I'll show you what it is. He already knows. He knows where this is going.
Do you know, though,
does he
JB?
Know?
I mean, I assume I know what it is.
This is bad podcast material, but I'm just going to hand this to you, and I'm going to let you watch it.
Make sure the volume's all the way up.
Give me that.
I just saw an old man with a beard. So I assume I know what it is.
JB! My man! What's up? It's Bo Bice here, man. You know, the real thing. Actually, brother, you are the real thing. And I wanted to make sure you knew that. Thank you so much for being a fan of mine. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. You have very special friends, Justin, Brian, Tyler, Drew, and Julia. They love you very much, just like I love you for being a Bo Bice fan. And I just wanted to totally let you know that your birthday means so much to me that I had to drop you a line just to say, you are the real thing, my brother, man. Be good, JB. We'll catch you on the other side of the music. I hope to see you on the road sometime this year, man. Stay out of trouble. If you can't stay out of trouble, name it after me.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Literally the best birthday gift anyone has ever gotten.
Can you let him know that I was wearing my Bo Bice t-shirt as I watched that video? Thank you. That's amazing. Can you send that to me so I can have a high quality version of it?
Of course. It's your gift. He dropped you a line.
He did. Bo Bice.
Friend of the store.
Friend of the store.
2019 wasn't that bad after all.
Right. Ends on a high note.
I'm changing my number one for 2019 right now. Do that. Stay out of trouble.
If not,
name it after me.
That was perfect, man.
Does that mean I have to name my kid Bo?
Yeah, yep. Yes. Absolutely.
Bo yep. Bice Brian?
Bo yep. Brian.
BBB?
Bo Brian the first.
How am I going to convince Jenny to do this?
He's got
to
show her the video evidence. I mean,
I have no choice.
It fucking locked in.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Cheers.
We love you because Bo Bice told you.
Yeah.
Only because Bo Bice told you.
Next year we'll get you that backstage pass.
Well, we'll report live. We'll do a podcast episode where we interview Bo Bice.
We love you, Bo, if you're listening.
You're the only one that bought my cameo. Wow.
Oh, man.
I gave him a glowing 5-star review.
He fucking killed it.
He nailed it, man.
He did.
Nailed that shit.
It's like he knew the way we said it too.
Yeah.
My man.
Like, it was insane. He fucking.
Well, thanks, y'all. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Dark Side Records podcast. that pretty much wraps it up. If you'd like us to record a birthday message to someone, we also will gladly take your money and record a happy birthday.
$50 each.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're on Bo's level, I think.
Sure. Unless you want us to use the words Gooch or Use Twos for Use, then it's $100.
Fair.
For the brand.
Mm-hmm.
For
the brand.
So, same as before, if you've got a top 10 list, send it our way. We'll be happy to share it. Thank you for listening. We'd love to know what you think. So please head on over to iTunes, leave a comment and a review. Let us know what you think about our top 10 list. Let us know what you liked.
Let us know that this podcast is the real thing.
Boom.
There will be no comment higher than that right there. So on behalf of Dark Side Records, I'm JB.
Bo Bice.
Julia.
Audrey.
I'm Birdo.
JJ.
Iced.
Poochie, baby.
Thanks for listening. See you in the bins.